I've been asking you this morning, do you know what a hawker is? A couple of you have had a few guesses. It does sound a little bit dodgy to me, but don't panic. New research has identified a new group of the British workforce, the hawkers, or home workers. Do you see what they've done there? Hawkers. Apparently, many British workers are combining their private and professional lives in search of the ideal work-life balance. According to the survey, home workers are taking business calls at the pub, in bed, and even on the loo. Joining us to discuss this further are two people I'm sure would never take a business call on the toilet. Karen Brady, leading female entrepreneur and vice chairman of West Ham United Football Club, and James Frost from Nectar Business. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are either of you classified as a hawker?
Well, I have done it on occasions, although I wouldn't confess to taking calls on the loo.
No, I should hope not. Karen, what about you?
Well, Emma, as you know, I think most working mothers will tell you that is a real skill, trying to fit everything into a day, a family, a business, and having some sort of life. So definitely I would consider myself to be a hawker.
Oh, I thought you were going to definitely admit to having a business call on the toilet.
Oh,
then.
No.
Now, Karen,
there are some standards.
I know. Now, you're currently judging the Nectar Business Small Business of the Year Awards. So is this how you've discovered the popularity of hawking?
Yes, it is, actually. I thought the research was fascinating. And I think what's really important about the Nectar Business Small Business Awards is that they recognise hardworking entrepreneurs and small businesses throughout the UK who, frankly, work quite tirelessly to make their business a success. And I think we all know that small businesses really are the driving force behind the UK economy, and far too often their work goes unnoticed. So these awards are a great way for people to enter themselves, to get that foot on the ladder, to get that recognition. It's both motivating and it's something that's marketable for your business.
I'm going to get James to explain how the awards work in a moment. But before we do, Karen, small businesses are facing some huge issues right now, though, aren't they? Along with big businesses facing issues, but the small businesses feel it more, don't they?
Well, they do. I mean, when you're running your own business and it's a small business, you become the office manager, you're the financial director, you're the marketing director, you're the sales manager, you're the driving force behind the business. And everything that happens to your business happens because you make it happen. And that, I think, is what we're seeing within this research, that people are having to spend all of their time trying to run their business and trying to fit their life in and around that.
On the upside, though, if you are smaller, you've got less overheads, more control, you might be in a better position to ride out these tight financial times.
Well, that's right. That is the hope, of course. The people that are running their own businesses are making the decisions that suit them when they suit them. And that's an important part of why people choose to be an entrepreneur and to have their own business.
So, James, tell us about the awards. What are you hoping to achieve with these awards?
Well, as Karen said, we want to recognise the efforts and the achievements of small businesses. That's why we've created the awards. They're in their third year. There are five categories of awards: Small Business of the Year, Entrepreneur of the Year, Online Business of the Year, Contribution to the Community, and Startup of the Year. And anyone can enter. They can nominate their own business, provided the business is smaller than 250 people. And you can find all the information you need to enter on nectarbusiness.com.
Now, you said there, if the business is under 250 people, that sounds quite big to me.
Well, we're not expecting that most businesses will be that size. The spirit of the awards is really open to anybody. You can be running a business, you can be a single-handed business owner. These awards really are open to anybody.
Can you tell me about some of the people that have previously won?
Yes, we've had some interesting businesses in the past. We had one called Lift Share, which is around helping people share sort of trips to the office. And we even had a young chap who was an entrepreneur who'd been successful through marketing jam that was his grandmother's recipe. So we've had
Excellent.
Completely different range of businesses from the past.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. We'll get the details from you again, how people can apply in a second. It will give people a chance to grab a pen and a piece of paper. Karen, the nurturing of entrepreneurs in this country, I know something you're passionate about. You are one yourself. Should we be encouraging more people to, you know, take hold themselves and make the best of their skills that they've got?
I think that's absolutely right. Most people want to have a job that's rewarding, that gives them the money that they need to afford high quality, affordable childcare, and coming together to, you know, to service their own desire to run their business, to have financial independence, whatever that means to them. Mm. That could mean having a few quid extra in your pocket every week, or it could be, you know, driving a major business forward. And I think that this country is a great platform for business to be started up, and never before actually there's been more help. And through this award scheme, there've been never been more chances to have recognition for the work that you do.
And having that kind of recognition also helps your business in the future, because it gives you a sort of a certain kudos as well, doesn't it?
Well, that's absolutely right. Most businesses are looking for a tag, something different to say, a marketing angle,
yeah,
something that speaks about them. And if you win an award like this, that certainly does do that.
Something that popped out of the research, Karen, was a third of senior management hawkers, and I would class you as senior management, of course, admitted to having held a business call in the bath or shower. Now, you're not going to admit to the toilet, but what about being in the bath?
Well, very often I have done that, but not been in the bath myself. Very often bathing my own children and trying to make calls.
James, before we let you go, if small businesses are listening and they want to find out more about the awards, what's the best way to do it?
Yeah, if you go to www.nectarbusiness.com, you'll find all the information you need there.
And Karen, before I let you go, my other half, John, would not let me, will let me back into the house tonight if I didn't ask you this one question he wanted me to pose to you. Are West Ham going to stay up this year?
Well, that is the hope. Obviously, we've spent quite big in January to bring in where we thought we were short of a few players. And that's what we're all working on. That's what drives us all every day.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed. Great to talk to both of you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Emma.
You.